Welcome to the Sunday morning teaching from Buckeye Christian Church in Grove City. We're so glad you've joined us today and welcome you to visit in person and worship with us. Find out more about us at buckeyecc.org. Now enjoy this week's message.
Well, good morning, everyone. I pray that everyone has had a blessed week. My name is John Thomason, and I'm the lead minister here at Buckeye Christian Church. But we are in our third week of our series called Luminous. And Jesus said in his famous Sermon on the Mount that we are to be the light of the world. What that means in its simplest form is that if you are a follower of Christ, you have a light in you. And when we live for God, we become the shining beacon of truth in this very, very dark world. It's very easy for us to say that we want to be the light of the world, but what does that actually look like? What do we actually need to do? Well, as people, we are called to live differently, to be set apart. And the way that we can do that is to set our hearts and our minds on things above where God is. We are to live completely for God and His ways. And this week is always a fun topic. So this week we're going to be talking about being the light of the world through giving. Now, I know when the word giving is talked about at a church, everybody's like, run for the hills! They're talking about money and all those other things. And my favorite line that I've heard is, why do we gotta talk about money at church? Well, it's because it's something that needs to be spoken about. But I want you to know, this is not just about money. There's so much more that's going into this. Yes, we will talk about giving your money, but we also need to talk about why we are to give. What it means when we give. Too often, this is seen as something that the church is asking for you to do for the church, but it's so much more than this. There's a lot that goes into giving, and I feel like we're missing part of it. And so if you're not a part of a church somewhere, and you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to understand this very simple truth. God still wants you to give. Even if you don't have a building that you go to, God still wants you to give. But the first thing we have to do is what we should always do first, because it's the most important thing to do, and that is let's look at God when it comes to giving. Let us see how He gives. Let us see what He does with all the blessings that's happening here. But before we jump into anything that we're going to talk about, we need to look at the heart of God through a different way of what He's doing for all of us. And before we even jump into that part, I need to get us in the right mindset. We have to understand who we're talking about here. Right? Because when we say, well, God wants us to give, we can easily go, okay, yeah, whatever. That's God. That's what He does. But we need to know this is God. Do not approach it flippantly, thinking, yeah, that's what God does. No, we need to take this very seriously. So I'm going to paint a really big picture for you about God. God is the Almighty. He is the one who created the universe and every single thing in it. He is the one who put breath in your lungs. He is the Alpha, meaning He is the beginning of everything. He is the Omega, meaning He is the end. He is the answer. He is everything. And He has all the power to do whatever He sees fit. He is holy. He is righteous. He is good. And He is love. And He is our God. Know that first and foremost before we jump into anything else. If you understand who is blessing us and what that means, it's going to change your mindset. So now with that said, we're going to jump over into James 1, verse 5. And it starts off with, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So we're not even starting off with anything monetary in any way, shape, or form. It says, if anybody is lacking wisdom, and if you're like me, then yeah, sometimes you're lacking some wisdom. I know I'm breaking a thought process and mold that I have it all together all the time, but I don't. Sorry about that. But sometimes we're lacking wisdom. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I see a problem, when I feel stuck, you would think the first thing that would always cross my mind would be, let me go to God. But that's not always the thought process. A lot of times I'm like, let's see what I can do first. This is something that I should handle. Or how should I handle this? And I start coming up with steps to really try to take care of this problem that I'm actually having. And then often I find myself lost and stuck. And God is telling us right here in these verses, what do we need to do? Go to Him. If you are looking for truth, if you are looking for wisdom on what to do in this life, guess what? God gives it to you generously. We are told we have to ask for it. How amazing is that? We talked about a God of the universe who's all powerful, who created everything. He's saying, come to me. Come talk to me. And he says, personally, I will give you something in return, that God will give us wisdom freely to those who seek it. Meaning, if you're seeking for what God wants, he will give it to you. Now, you may not like what he says. Like, he may say things like, in the wisdom that he has, I need you to wait. If you're anything like me, ew, I don't want to do that. That's horrible. Waiting is not fun. When God says, you know what? Just trust me. I've got this. How many times do I sit back and go, God's got this. I'll be okay. It's fine. You know, we don't always want to do that. But that's wisdom. If he says to us, you know what I need you to do? Nothing. Oh, that's the worst. What do you mean nothing? What's going to happen? What kind of action is going to happen here to change this? But that can be wisdom that's coming from God. That can be exactly what we need to do. And God is the one who will give us this wisdom freely. Meaning that if you have personal problems in your life, which we all do, and what is so awesome is that God cares about it personally, he says, come to me. It's not that you need to be good enough. Well, I've got a couple sins that I got to work on first before I go ask God to give me some wisdom in my life. No, it says that he gives it freely. So next is Psalm 103, verse 8. It says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. My favorite part of that verse is I love the slow to anger, because thank you, God, for being slow to anger. Especially when God gives me an answer that I don't like and I just question it over and over again. I'm like, but why? But why, God? Are you sure? I'm not so sure. It's like a kid that just, why? Why? And then you just expect God to say, well, why ask? Why? You know? But no, it's one of those things where we just keep asking. Or even worse, we say, no, I don't think that's right, God. I don't think you have the answer. Well, let me try this instead. And what happens when I do that? I fall on my face. I come back rubbing my head, and I'm like, okay, let's try it your way. That fell really hard, and it did not go the way I wanted it to. And it says that God is compassionate with us. He gives us compassion. He gives us grace. He is slow to anger with us. And he is abounding in love. Meaning that his love keeps flowing. It never ends. His love will never fade. It's not that you have a cup that you can use. Well, I drank most of that love. I've already used it. It's gone. No, he's abounding in love. And he gives it freely to all of us. Next is James 1, verse 17. It says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. This one is an overall of what God gives us. Every single thing that is truly good, every single thing that is perfect, it is a gift from God. It comes from him. All blessings are blessings that are poured out from God, and it's because he cares for us so much. This can be financial, this can be comfort, this can be emotional, this can be anything that is truly a good thing in your life. We have to understand this comes from him, and he's blessing you with it personally. We actually heard something on the radio as we were driving to church this morning, talking about how we need to be into Thanksgiving, and we need to be thankful for everything, and they broke it way down, because we forget sometimes. She said, I was sitting at a restaurant, and I was like, man, thank you, God, that I can go out to eat. Thank you, God, for the car that I can drive there. Thank you, God, for the money for the gas to get there. Thank you for the friend that I have in my life that I can go out to eat with. Thank you, God, for giving me everything that I have, this breath, every single moment of every day. We need to understand how much God gives. And you need to know you did not earn it. You do not deserve it. But our God is such a wonderful and amazing God that he showers us with blessings all the time. And then we have that last part. It says he does not change like shifting shadows. God is not good to us one day and then beating us down the next. He's not pushing us away from him. God is the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow, which means he is always loving us. He is always blessing us. He is always giving to us. And he gave us the ultimate gift, which we're going to read in this next verse that most people have probably heard, and that is from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That is saying that he loved you, he loved me, he loved every individual person so much that he freely gave his one and only Son. God did not even withhold his child from us. God sent his Son, Jesus, to live here and to die on that cross for you. Again, not because you earned it, but because he wants us. He wants to be with us, and he wants us to choose him. And when we do, we get to be with God. We get to have eternal life with God. And it's all because he gave it freely. And then we see some things that we are commanded to give as well. Colossians 3, verse 13. Colossians 3, verse 13. It says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." God has forgiven you, and it was a free gift. He gives us this forgiveness, and we are to accept it. And in turn, we are to do the same thing with one another. Because of how forgiving and loving that God is for each one of us, we are to pour out the exact same thing. That person that has hurt you so deep, God says, forgive them. Why? Because he has forgiven you, and he gave it to you. So then we need to go to the next one, which is John 13, verse 34. John 13, verse 34. "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." We talked about this verse 2 weeks ago, and it's because this is another all-encompassing thing. God loves us. God loves you. So love one another as God loves. He gives his love freely. And I'm going to say it again and again. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. But he still gave it. Our God is a God that is always giving. This is in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. And this does include our money and our things. Do you eat? That's from God. Do you have shelter? That is from God. Do you have love? That is from God. Do you have the free gift of salvation? That is from God. It's all from him. And just as we receive God's blessings, we're also supposed to give freely back. And so we're going to turn to a group of verses that we're going to focus on. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. Sometimes a couple of these verses are used, but usually not the whole chunk. So we're going to read all of it there and what it says and what it means. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 15. It says, "Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, 'They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever.' Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." And so I want to start off with the why we should give. And that's down in verse 11 from what we read. It says, "You will be enriched in every way." Why? Why would God do that? It says so that you can be generous on every occasion, and then through us, Your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. So when you give freely, when you are giving back to God, others are not going to praise you. It's not about that. It's about them praising God, because we are to be the light of the world. When we give the way that God gives, it's a huge impact. And this doesn't just say money. It says that we are enriched in every single way so that we can give generously. This means also giving your time, giving your heart, giving your emotions, giving back the blessings of everything that's been given to you. And then verse 12 does talk a little bit about the monetary side of things. It says, when you do give, it's not just supplying for the needs of the Lord's people. This is not just supplying the needs of those who are far from God. When we give to the church, when we give to missionaries, what we're doing is we're giving to build God's kingdom. And it's an overflowing of your thanks to God. You're saying, yes, I see everything he has done for me, and I can't but help keep spreading that around to let everybody know about how good he is. We are seeing how much we are blessed, and we're saying, I need to just give it back. I need to help. And it says, when you accompany it with your confession, that's when it will truly change things. When people ask, why are you doing this? And they just say, oh, this is so awesome. Where did this come from? Or they say, so why do you give to your church? Or they say, why do you give to these missionaries? You can make it so simple and say, because of how generous God has been with me. He loves me. He forgave me through his son, Jesus. And every blessing comes from him. And it says that others will want this. And it's true. I've seen it. They're like, why are you doing this thing? Because there are a lot of organizations out there that just give some food or give some things that people need, and it is great and wonderful things, but they're missing the confession of the truth that we know that God has given us so much, that he even gave his one and only son to us. The reason that people want this is because you're doing something that the world does not usually do. Those who are not followers of Christ are not giving freely and cheerfully. A lot of people love to give out of their excess. They say, well, I have an extra $10, so I'll give two. Well, I have this day off, you can have 5 minutes of my time, because that's my time. We say, I have this much left over, so I'll just give a portion of that. But when God's people feel it on their hearts to give in an amazing abundance, it seems weird to the world. Well, why would you even do that? And then when you pair it with that confession about how God's been so good to you, people are just left wondering, what is this? Where did this come from? I actually knew a guy that was asked, why do you give so much to your church? I don't understand. Because they were supporting the church in a huge way financially. And they said, well, the guy asked me, so why are you giving? Is it because you want to write this off on your taxes and save some money? That seems like a wonderful and awesome way to, you know, kind of beat the system, give it to the church, good to go. And the guy that I knew, he simply responded with, I want you to know, I don't give to the church. And the guy was like, yeah, you do. I can see your finances. You give to the church. He says, no. He says, I don't give to the church. He says, I give back to my God. It's just a matter of where and when he tells me to give, where he's putting it on my heart, where he's pushing me to give. And that just so happens to be the church. And that is what verse 7 is talking about. We are to go to God first. Ask God first. I feel like I say this all the time over and over again, but it's a great reminder for myself. What is the greatest commandment of all time? Which is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. That includes the things you have. That includes all the blessings that you've been given. You're going to give it all to him first. And then what happens is next we then love our neighbors as ourselves. But you have to ask him. Ask God where, when, and how much would you like me to give? And whatever he puts on your heart, give that. Not because you feel that you have to, not because this is what the church is asking for, but this is what God is asking for. So now here comes a statement that many churches do not say out loud, and I want you to know that God is not saying, give your money to the church only. God is not saying, if you attend Buckeye, you have to give here. I don't remember reading in any of these verses anywhere that God is saying, thou shalt give to Buckeye, all right? That's not a thing. That would be awesome, crazy, and cool if we had a church named Buckeye and it was somewhere back here and it was like, yeah, give to them. I'd be like, it's there. I'm not going to argue with that. But it's not there. We don't see that in there. It's not that you have to give here. And we know that through God's word. God is saying, give your money where God calls you to give it. Wherever God is pulling you to build his kingdom, to save souls, to love on people in the name of Jesus through your finances. And there are so many different ways to give. You don't have to just give one of these either. Well, I give to the church, so I don't give anywhere else. Well, what's God telling you to do? This could be all kinds of things. This could be missions. We have many missions that we support right here at Buckeye. And over the years, individuals have had it put on their heart to give a little extra, to help with special projects, to bless the families that are doing ministry. God could be calling you to give to certain individuals. This can be anyone that you see in need. This can be someone you see struggling to pay for their groceries, and you're standing in line, and you just get this pull, and God's like, I want you to pay for that. And you may be going, I barely have enough to cover that. And if God's calling you to do it, do it. This can be giving to someone in the church that you know in here who's in financial need. And they're saying, man, I am struggling right now. And you just have it on your heart. I think I need to help them out. This can be to help out ministers on an individual level. I know that I have been blessed by people individually, and it's always an amazing godsend. And I just can't believe the generosity that comes out of it. And I have known many pastors and many leaders that have been blessed by individuals with financial circumstances, and it truly is an amazing outpouring of love that these people have for God. They're saying, what's mine's not mine, God. It's all yours. And then last but not least, I want you to know, yes, you can give to the church. Actually, we love it when you give to the church. It really does make a huge difference. And it's because the truth is the church does not operate without your gifts, your giving. And one thing Buckeye does is we pour all the money back into bringing people closer to God. That's the whole goal. Every dollar that comes in, we want to use it the way God is calling us to use it, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. That could be people who are far from God, and that could be people that already know who God is, and they want to know him on a deeper level. One of the programs that you guys support here every year is 104.9 The River, where we have our sermons. And I want you to know, I just had a meeting with a representative from The River, and we are now the only church in Columbus, Ohio that's on The River. When we originally started, I think there was about 8 that were doing this. And I sat with her and I said, What happened? What's going on? And she said, that many of the churches feel like they're not getting a return on their investment. That people are not coming into their building. And one thing that we said since the beginning, since we started 104.9, it's not about getting people in these seats. What is it about? It's about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. We may not see droves of people come into this door here from listening on the radio, but she told me that they still have 30,000 people that are listening to that program. You can't fit 30,000 people in here, okay? I don't care how many services we have. That's never going to happen. And that's okay, because what we are doing, what you guys are supporting, is spreading the good news of Jesus Christ further than we ever could. It's going so much further than we even understand. And what is so awesome is that the radio station gets story after story of people who say, this message was perfect for them. It spoke to them. It changed their life. And those are the reasons that we are pouring in and giving to this program of 104.9. It's not about getting people into Buckeye, but it's about getting people to understand the truth of Jesus Christ. And that's done through your givings and your offerings. But we also have so much happening right here at Buckeye. This past year alone, we had to count up the baptisms. Somebody asked me, so how many have we had? It just feels like we're having one after another. And I hate to admit this, I didn't know. I was like, oh no, I don't remember. And then I was like, it's not that big of a deal. And then as the list started getting longer and longer, I'm like, man, if I don't remember, I bet the church doesn't remember either. And so we've had around 15 baptisms this year alone. And I know we have so many more last year and so many more the year before. The list goes on and on and on. And the only way this is possible, first and foremost, is because of God blessing this church and its people, because we're following Him. But it's also because you guys have said yes. You have said, I will freely give. You have said, I believe in what Buckeye is doing to build the kingdom of God. And you have said, I want to give back here. So it's not that you cannot give to Buckeye, no. We would love for you guys to consider giving here or whatever it is that God's putting on your heart to do right here, because we are spending that money to change the world. We appreciate every cent that goes into this church. And what we are doing here is we're trying to give the good news and salvation to everybody. And so I would say to you, if you do not give here or you already do give here, I want you to pray. I want you to pray about your giving. When, where, and how much. God did not say, thou shalt give all my money to the church that I attend. You have to understand the reason for giving. God says, give back to me. God is saying, I have given you everything freely and abundantly. Now give back to me. And what God wants is for every single person to know Him and follow Him. So as we are coming up to a season where people are more open to freely give, I do have a challenge for everyone. Whether you're here at Buckeye in person, whether you're watching this online, whether you're listening to this on the radio, it's time to give out all the love and all the blessings that have already been given to you by God. So this is the challenge for this week. And it's going to be first and foremost, it's the same thing I've been saying, pray. You have to pray and talk to God. Pray and ask God where to give your money and how much to give. Keep that communication between you and God constant. If you think He's telling you to give a huge amount, pray on it again. If He's telling you to give a little amount, pray on it again. If He's asking you to start giving for the first time in your life and you're saying, I'm just trusting you, Lord, pray on it again. Keep talking to God. But I'm going to tell you, nothing will have you put more faith in God when you start just giving out freely. Nothing will make you rely more on God than when we start to give what's on our hearts. We need to say, God, it's all yours. And when you feel that tug to give, give it freely. Say over and over again, God, this is all yours. Freely you have given to me, and freely I will give in return.
We trust you have been challenged and encouraged by today's message from lead minister John Thomason at Buckeye Christian Church in Grove City. For service times, to hear today's message again, or for other questions you might have, we invite you to visit our website at buckeyecc.org. We look forward to meeting you soon.